Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, there's a whole lot more to the Carolina Panthers offense than just Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore has developed into a hell of a player.
Yeah.
I mean, he really flashed a year ago, second season at a Maryland first-round pick. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to fly past 1,000 yards. He's almost there now. I think he's about 20 or 25 yards short. He's a deep threat. I mean, he's a big-time target magnet. He's a really good player, but just out of nowhere, things change for the Panthers. Head coach fired, as we've discussed. So we have a lot to talk about with the young emerging star. He's with us here, DJ Moore of the Panthers on Tiki and Tierney. DJ, how you doing today? Welcome to the show, buddy. What's happening?
I'm doing very well. A little emotional about the head coach being fired, but it's all going good.
Yeah, well, tell us about that. Well, you guys were surprised, I'm sure, but not like shocked out of this world because of the way the season was going. I'm sure you've met David Tepper, your new owner, and obviously when a new owner comes in, he wants to put his mark on the team. So it's surprising, but not surprising. What was the emotion that's floating around the locker room right now?
It was a bit of a surprise, but we all understand that it's a business. Like, at the end of the day, you have to produce to be able to stay in the league. So when he came in today, he told us that, and everybody just understood what he was saying, and it was on from there. We just know that it was kind of an emotional time before we went to practice, so that was a big deal.
Yeah, how was he? What was his demeanor as he spoke to you all? Because I went through something a little bit like this, DJ, when Coach Fossil was let go after the 2003 season. And
was DJ born yet, by the way?
I don't know if you were at that point. But Coach Fossil actually stayed on. He stayed on for the rest of the season. I guess the mayors kind of gave him the option. So he stayed on, even though we knew he was fired. And it was emotional. What was Coach Rivera like as he talked to you all?
He was emotional. He tried not to be too emotional, but he understood what was going on, and he just knew that the progress that we made as a team is going to be on an upright coming real soon going into next year.
DJ, you know, we can sit here all day and we could say, hey, Ron Rivera was the head coach of the Panthers 9 years, got to the Super Bowl, 4 playoff appearances, bunch of division titles in a row. What we can't really tell everybody is, you know, what he's like behind closed doors, his personality, the real relationship that you had as a young player. I know you have great respect because we know what you tweeted about him.
Yeah.
But what was he like that we might not know on when it wasn't on Sunday, not on game day, every other day? What was he like?
Oh, he was just an awesome guy. When I got drafted there, we sat down and talked about life and not even football at that point. So just to him, just trying to get insight on who I am as a person and who my family is was a big deal to me. But that showed that he cared about my life outside of football.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. We're talking to DJ Moore of the Panthers, a really good, explosive, ascending receiver. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Perry Fuel takes over as the head coach, or at least the interim head coach, and as much as it sucks, you guys still have 4 games left to play, and you want to finish the season outright. You've been dominating, as BT mentioned, 74 receptions already, almost 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns, and you're the leading target taker on this team. As this season now progresses forward, what's the mindset of you all, especially the stars, the leaders, and even though you're a young leader on this team, what's your mindset going forward? What's the objective? What are you saying to each other?
We just want to win out right now because we don't want to have a losing streak that keeps going. So the mindset right now is just to take it one game at a time and just win every weekend that we have a chance to play.
So DJ, here's what we all want to know. I mean, and again, second year, we get it. We still try to figure your way, even though you have based on the stats, but it's still very early. So, you know, there's the business of football. There's things that you can't control. I get it. I'm not trying to put you in a rough spot, but it is interesting to, now that we gauge and we have gauged the future of Ron, you know, Ron Rivera, no longer the coach, The other component here is Cam Newton. And we really haven't heard from Cam in a while. We've seen Kyle Allen play. He started very well, as you would expect. He took a step back, and now he's rallying again. Is Cam around day-to-day? Does he interact with the team? Do you get the impression that Cam Newton is still inspired to play football and be the quarterback for the Panthers?
Yes, he comes around. He goes to treatment. We see him. He's in and out of meetings. So on a daily basis, I interact with Cam a lot, whether it's through face-to-face or even text. So
yeah,
to know that he's still involved is like a big deal to everyone on the team because he's like the bright spot. So that's a good thing.
So he's still the unquestioned leader of the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
You know, and we watched him the first two games this year, and it was obvious he wasn't right. His shoulder was jacked up. He had the foot issue, so he lost some of his bounce and his speed and his burst, obviously. Now, since this is your second year, you played with him a year ago as well, and I know he was hurt at the end of last year, but at least, you know, 2 years ago in camp and for most of last season, you got to see a different Cam. When the season started, I know you're not going to tell the media this back then, but did you sense that Cam wasn't physically right to start the season?
Oh, this year? No, I didn't know. I just knew we held him out for as long as we could. And then the first game, I just knew he was active. And he looked normal to me, but
yeah,
to him, I guess he figured that he was hurt and it showed on the game.
Yeah. Now, look, we were talking about him earlier in the show, and he's a warrior. Cam Newton is. We know that he is. He carried this team for a lot of years, and it's unfortunate that he's down right now. But instead, it's Kyle Allen. We don't know a lot about Kyle Allen. We kind of followed his college career a bit, but he disappeared and he popped back up, and all of a sudden he's a backup. Now he's starting for this Carolina Panthers squad. How is Kyle Allen under center for you guys? Because he's led some pretty impressive drives and some games, and obviously you've succeeded under him. Tell us about Kyle Allen.
Yeah, he's just confident in everything he does, whether it's practice or in the game. He's just going to be confident and understand the game plan and knows where to put the ball or a certain read. So everything he does is just confidence. Like, I never seen him get shook over something in a game that happened. He just go up there and learn from what he did and just go on to the next play.
It's a pretty good starting point. I mean, you got to have a short memory as a young quarterback. You're going to make some mistakes. He seems pretty resilient. That's DJ Moore, a Carolina Panthers wideout. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
DJ, you guys have one of the best young groups in football, skill position-wise. Obviously, we all know Christian McCaffrey. He's only 23. You're 22. Curtis Samuel's 23. You guys feel like there's still a lot of space between where you are now and where ultimately your ceiling could go? Because it feels that way from the outside looking in.
Yeah, we talk about that on a daily basis to see who can reach their potential each game, to see who makes the most plays each game. It's just like a happy competitive thing that we have week in and week out to see who does the best. So week in and week out, we just raise the ceiling even higher until the end of the game.
All right, let me ask you this. So there's a couple of games to go. You started out with a couple of losses. You guys got hot for a little bit with Kyle. You've obviously been tripped up here, and you've lost a couple of games in a row. You've played some good teams. Who do you think right now, all right? I know your allegiance is the Panthers. The guys goes without saying, you're a Panther. We get that. But you watch the NFL. You know the sport. Who do you think is the best team in the NFL right now?
Ooh, the best team.
Yep, top to bottom. Who do you think, DJ?
I'll have to give it to right now. Besides us, it would be the Ravens. Because to see what they're doing with all their skilled players and Lamar and everybody on the team, their defense, it's just something special to watch right now.
Yeah, and that's interesting because you also played the 49ers and you lost to them. So, and the 49ers just played the Ravens. So he's going with the Ravens. That's a good choice, DJ. I can't get mad at you for that.
Look, when you watch
Ravens look great.
When you watch Lamar, are you as all as we are? I mean, I remember when I was playing, there were some guys that you just looked at and you're like, come on, seriously? Like, really? When I watch Lamar, I'm like, come on, seriously? Do you guys feel that way, even though he's a peer of yours?
Yeah, it's crazy to see what he does to people with his juke moves and his speed.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. So we be in awe, too.
Right, let me ask you this. Before I let you go, how long – now, lucky you have Rutgers in the Big Ten. I mean, otherwise, it would be even worse. How long does it take before Maryland gets solid footing and really starts ripping off a lot of wins in what is a very tough conference?
Yeah, are you still following? Are you still
keeping
up? Of
course he's still following.
You got to, right?
Yeah.
I'm still keeping up. I would say about a year and a half, like going into the – not this year coming up, but the following year.
Uh-huh.
It should be turned around when we get everybody that we want to stay in the DMV area. And we got the right coach to do it. So I say a year and a half.
All right. Yeah. So the Terps are coming. Yeah. Bad to watch out for the Turtles. Yeah, they're coming.
They got that Saban influence. Coach Locksley
from
Alabama. He's there. Yeah. They started out hot. So we'll see.
All right, man. Good. DJ Moore. One of the really, listen, you probably have on it. You know he's good because you play fantasy. One of the really good exploding on the scene receivers. This guy, I see a bunch of Pro Bowls, maybe a couple of old pros in there. DJ Moore could play. Hey, nice chatting with you, man. Thanks for hopping on the show, DJ.
Thank you.
Be good, DJ. It. Good luck to you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.